This is KCUR. Joe Williams enlisted in the United States Marine Corps following the post-9/11 invasion of Iraq and served for 7 years, surviving rocket and mortar attacks. A fast learner and a natural leader, he rose through the ranks and was about to start officer candidate school when something went terribly wrong. KCUR's C.J. Janovy reports on how art brought Joe Williams back to life.
Joe Williams graduated from the Kansas City Art Institute in May, but he's back on campus, on his own, in the studio. He makes a lot of big sculptures out of bronze and sheet metal, but today he's working on a two-fisted chunk of amber glass, grinding it smooth.
I actually had this old skull, and I really had no clue what to do with, so I was just kind of making impressions, and then casting that over in plaster, silica mix, and then actually casting glass on top of that to get the naked of it so it looks like these skulls are actually coming through the glass.
Among other things, he needs to keep his hands busy.
My entire life I've always been active, and I've always done sports, and I've always been, one of those best players in sports and all that. When I was in the Marine Corps, it kind of translated over the same way. I was one of the best Marines out there.
But Williams broke his ankle on rescue relief duty in Florida after Hurricane Katrina. Doctors at the Navy hospital misdiagnosed the injury, and he spent the next 4 years running on it in Iraq and back in the States, slowly destroying the soft tissue, chipping away at the bone. He had 8 surgeries. He was on his way to officer candidate school when his foot just locked. His military career was over.
Kind of the hardest part about it was, I think, my fellow Marines looking at me completely different. I felt like I was that horse that, they had to take out back and put down because he broke his leg.
He was in and out of the hospital for 2 years with more surgeries to try to rebuild his foot. Depression kicked in, along with addiction to painkillers, thoughts of suicide. All that time, though, something else was going on.
I just had a sketch pad, and that's really all that I was doing. I was sitting there drawing in my sketch pad, and, when I was just in my darkest hour, and, when I thought, it couldn't get any worse or whatever, I was sitting there flipping through my sketch pad, and I just realized how beneficial it was for me to have that sketch pad. I was expressing myself into these pages.
Williams had always been an artistic kid. Now he knew art was bringing him back to life. But that idea went against all of his training.
Everything I've done was always to destroy. They train you to destroy, they train you to kill, they train you to do whatever it takes to get the mission accomplished. But what they don't train you to do is how to create.
Williams went to the VA and was surprised to find there were no art therapy programs. But by the time he finished school at the Kansas City Art Institute, Williams had a vision for creating his own. Now he's on a mission to get veterans more resources to make art, and he's talking about veterans and art every chance he can get.
And I'm Joey, Marine Corps veteran.
Early in June, this meant a conversation with veterans from World War II and Vietnam at the Epstein Gallery at Village Shalom. They all sat around a table with a couple of art therapists. They weren't drawing or making things. They were just telling old stories and talking, like Mel Mallon, a World War II airman.
But when you were getting shot at, you wondered, is this it?
Mm-hmm.
I only flew 7 missions, and I was really scared. I was really scared that I'd get killed. I was really scared I'd get hurt. I was really scared that as a navigator, I wouldn't be able to be strong enough to withstand what I was going through and then get the plane back to where it's supposed to go.
Mm-hmm.
Mel Mallon made it home just fine, and he says he had a good life. He developed a lot of the apartments in the River Market, including the building that's home to the Kansas City Artists Coalition. Now he lives at Village Shalom. Epstein Gallery curator Heather Lustfeld says the therapeutic atmosphere of the art gallery makes it a perfect place for these types of conversations.
It just is a natural fit for us to have these kinds of participation events in which people of different sensibilities, different professions, different experiences come in and really exchange, and that's what happened here today.
Williams knows something about his fellow Marines. When they weren't busy fighting, they were always making things, always creating.
I mean, everybody I knew either did some type of sculpture, did some type of photography, did some type of drawings or, tattoo work or whatever it may be. I don't think they realize what they're doing is art.
Williams has started a nonprofit he hopes will provide educational and career resources. And he's built a for-profit website he envisions as sort of a cross between Etsy for artists and Angie's List so vets can get their work out there.
And a lot of these guys just get frustrated and they think they can't do this or they can't do that. Well, and that's completely wrong. They can do this. They just need the proper guidance. They need the proper equipment. They need the proper attention to actually do that.
Williams has a show scheduled for the Leedy Volkus Gallery in September and more events and art-making workshops planned in the months ahead. He wants to see veterans spend less time destroying and more time creating. CJ Janovy, KCUR News.